This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher hanging out with the lovely Mary Gallet.
Hello.
Mary Gallet, Richie Ote. What's up, baby? And Russ, you decided to stick around, hang out with us, and you're going to be sounding off and doing other segments with us, so that's awesome. So we got Russ Ruffino joining us here in the studio as well. So thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
And in that episode of Reinventing High Ticket Selling, I think that's what we'll call it.
That's a mouthful, but yeah.
It's a mouthful, but I think that's what we'll call it. We covered a lot of ground, which was awesome, and obviously there's so much more to cover, but you know, it got me thinking about a number of things and over the course of the week. Mary, I know there's a lot of things that you come in and you're just like, man, I just cannot wait to talk about. And then you never have an opportunity to talk about anything because I just kind of ramble on there. But before I jump into anything, was there anything in particular that you were like, man, I've got to talk about on the sound off here on Reinvention Radio today? I just want to make sure because I know sometimes you come to me later and you're like, yeah, Steve, you know, I really want to talk about that. And then we went down 64 rabbit holes, and I'm sure I've never actually done that. But no, anything, you're good? You're all good.
I'm good.
You're good. Okay, Richie, anything in particular you want to make sure we get covered here?
Maybe we can A-B test the name to Reinvention Rabbit Holes.
Reinventing
Rabbit Holes.
Right. We'd get whatever the score would be on that one. That one would test really, really high, I'm sure. So, all right, so let's do this because I want to make sure we jump into a couple of things that have been going on that frankly have been a little bit concerning. And I'm going to talk about this a little bit on the What Is Your What Wednesday, but as long as we got Russ here, and just knowing your story and kind of how, you know, you came from where you came from to be where you are now, I wanted to talk a little bit about perseverance and just kind of get your take on that whole concept of perseverance. Because what I have found, and I'm talking to my kids, and I'm trying to figure out how to get my kids, basically this stemmed from a discussion with my older son, where we went out and, you know, and say what you will, we went out shooting. Okay, you may not be a gun person. Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. There's lots of people who don't like guns, and I get that. We weren't shooting animals. We were shooting skeet. We went out. We did the shotgun thing. I had a 12 gauge. He had a 20 gauge. Russ is digging on that. You got the whole thing going. You're like, yeah, man, I'm totally doing that when you're.
I hate those clay pigeons. Kill them all.
Yeah.
The clay pigeons.
So we went out and did some shooting, and he had never done this before. And so for the first little while, you know, Rich, have you ever shot skeet or trap or anything?
Yeah.
You have.
Did you go out Laguna or
I went way too far. We went to South El Monte, which is a hell of a facility. I mean, it's an amazing facility, but I had no idea there were closer facilities. But darn you, Groupon, I bought into it hook, line, and sinker. Have you ever been shooting? Do you ever do any shooting, Mary?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I did, but now I don't like the noise, but I used to go somewhere in Santa Monica or wherever they have a shooting range to go inside and...
Oh, an indoor thing.
Yeah, an indoor.
Yeah, this is like an outdoor thing with those things. They pull, and then you pull, and then you fire them and shoot.
Did you hit one?
A lot of them.
Wow.
Yeah, no. I'm a decent shot. It took me a while to get back into it, but I've been shooting before. My 13-year-old had never been shooting before, at least with a shotgun. He shot little rifles, that sort of thing, but never a shotgun. And so he was starting to get really frustrated because it's hard. I mean, you know, it's a big gun. I mean, he's a bigger boy. Isaiah. He's a bigger boy, but it's
eye hand coordination though, isn't it? Isn't there some?
It's a lot of things, right? It's timing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's getting the scope right so that you know you've got everything where your eyes are. You know, your eyes can play tricks on you, right? You think something is in one spot, but it's depending on your vision. It could be to the left or to the right or up or down from that. So it's a process, right? I mean, it's a skill to be able to line it up to on the sight line, get it and time it. And what I was trying to tell him is like, look, man, as soon as you have it on there, pull the trigger, because the way that the pellets move out of a shotgun, I mean, it's so fast, it's almost like instantaneous. So like if you can line it up, that split second that you line it up, you're going to get it. And you don't have to hit a whole lot of it just to chip it off. I mean, that counts as, you know, as a point. You know, yeah.
And plus, it's obviously moving, right? So anticipation is a huge part of that, too. Seeing and watching. Are they, you know, because some places will mess with you. Some let you have the same trajectory most of the time. And, you know, a lot of time they'll move it around. So
yeah,
when you can anticipate that pattern, sometimes you can even...
That's what I was going to ask. Do they, when the thing goes into the air, is it the same angle, trajectory, so you can kind of just get used to it?
Yeah, so they have four, at this particular facility, they had four stations, if you will. You're in the same spot, but they've got four stations that fling them off. So like an A, a B, a C, and a D, like B would be like almost straight up in the air, right? I mean, obviously out in front of you is straight up in the air. Because if you ever, by the way, have you ever shot a shotgun straight up in the air and then stood underneath, like, yeah. We did that once, but at camp, the guy shot the shotgun, and then there was like a little, you know, covered area. We went underneath that, and we heard it all, you know, rain down. It's kind of cool. I mean, like the amount of stuff that comes out of one of those shells is like it's unreal. But anyway, there's an A, a B, a C, and a D, and so the B, you know, goes straight up, and the A kind of flings across, and the C, so it varies. And at that level, they tell you what they're going to be doing. You know, this is B, this is C, so you have an understanding. But yeah, they really want to mess with you, obviously, in the sports, and they do competitions and that sort of thing. They don't tell you. But the question is about perseverance, right? Because he was getting very, very frustrated because he took, you know, maybe 20 shots before he finally hit one. But after the fifth shot, he was ready to go home.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
You know, he was like, and yeah, he's got that competitive spirit. And so after the fifth shot, I mean, he was frustrated. After the 10th shot, he was super frustrated. After 15, yeah, you know, and then after 20, he finally hit one. But after 5, he was ready to leave. After 10, he was definitely ready to leave. And after 15, he was walking towards the car, right? And so it was like, I've got to get him back here and get him to just stay the course and give this a shot. And I'm just wondering whether it's with your children or it's with your business or if anything at all in life, you know, like Russ, like you said, if you can solve a big life problem, if you can solve a big business problem, you've got an opportunity to help people. So I'm just curious, how do you go about helping people stay the course? Like what's your MO on that?
Go ahead, Russ.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question because I would say that's the biggest lesson that I've learned in the past year and a half.
Yeah.
Is, you know, there's a whole school of thought out there that says, well, you know, if you're following your destiny and you're in flow and like, you know, you're doing what the universe wants you to do, then everything should be like hunky dory and it should be wonderful and it should be really, really easy and effortless. And that's bullshit.
Yeah.
If you're setting aggressive goals for yourself, you're going to run into serious challenges. And what used to happen was we would set these big aggressive goals and we would have things happen. You know, I don't know, like your Facebook account gets shut down or, you know, you have two salespeople
and
or something.
Bastards about opening that thing back up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Or two salespeople quit at the same time or just like stuff just happens. And what used to happen was we would suffer over it. Like it would be like, oh my God, why is this happening? This sucks. Like just we were doing so well this time, you know. And so, but what I realized was, if you're going to set huge goals for yourself, you're going to run into huge challenges. Mm. And so you might as well just accept it and be prepared for it. Just like, hey, man, if you want to be a heavyweight champion of the world, guess what? You're going to get punched in the face.
A lot. Yeah.
So you start to look at it like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe this is what I signed up for.
Yeah.
You know what? This is just how it is.
Yeah.
And so when I realized that and I kind of like, my team and I sort of all realized it at the same time. Like, wait a minute, maybe we need to completely shift the way we look at this. Now when stuff happens, we just look at it as A, something that we signed up for, and B, we've trained ourselves to get resourceful about fixing the problem. Now we actually get excited about fixing the problem.
That's a good way to look at it.
But like, yeah, and you know, that was a big shift for us maybe like year and a half ago. And before we made that shift, it's like every little thing would just throw us off kilter and we would feel awful when something bad happened, you know?
Yeah, Richie, so maybe in life or like with your daughter or just in business, however you want to address it, but how do you go about helping even yourself? Any tips or strategies around helping people stay the course and persevere?
Well,
when do you throw in the towel? I mean, maybe can't be a shot.
But that's part of it, right? Like, I'm going to play devil's advocate for a minute here. We're in Warren Buffett, pretty much richest guy in America, or at least flip-flops around with a few people, made the biggest donation all time, $50 million for Bill Gates Foundation. He'll be the first one to tell you the biggest opportunity cost is taking on too many things and trying to do too many things, right? He says, put all your eggs in one basket and watch that basket real well. Mm-hmm. And people say, oh, yeah, well, he runs a bunch of companies. And yeah, that's his basket called get a bunch of good managers running good companies that aren't going to go away. That's why he barely plays in tech. He doesn't know which one's going to, but he knows someone's going to need a mattress. He knows someone's going to need
a
insurance,
railroad,
right?
And,
he knows someone's
going to
need
all
these things.
Sure.
And so it starts with the premise of, does your son need to get good at that?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's just, his internal guidance is saying, I thought this was going to be more fun. It's not. So I'm playing devil's advocate, right? Because I'm not, But I like to tend to, with Olivia, for instance, or myself, like, what's got me, my juices going, right? Yeah. Yeah. Because when your juices are going and you're feeling it, like, those
it's
problems don't, they don't
you.
Feel the same, right, yeah. Russ? I mean, when those things happen, you're like, it doesn't, like, there's something, you see something on the other side, as opposed to, you know, maybe he was just going to appease dad. Yeah. Maybe he could give a shit about it.
Yeah, for sure. You All right, Mary, we got about a minute left, and I want to make sure you have an opportunity to chime in here, because you got two daughters, and, I mean, you've obviously had to help them through some stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, probably just more related to schoolwork and getting the good grades or studying for a test. But I'm the kind of person, if something is tough, just steel myself and bore through it if I have to, if mm-hmm. it's a struggle. But when you're doing something that you love doing, you really believe in, you, I don't know, I just like, okay, state the problem once and go to solution mode.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I tell my kids. Okay, so...
state the problem once.
Once. You only have one shot.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good tip.
That is really good advice, because then you don't dwell on the problem.
Right. It is what it is.
Yeah. State the problem once and then move to the solution.
Solution.
All right. I love that. All right, guys. I just wanted to get your take on it and really appreciate everybody who's been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast edition here of the show. And this is another Sound Off here on Reinvention Radio. For Mary Goulet, for Richie Ote, I am Steve Olsher. And thanks, Russ Ruffino, for being in the studio here with us. All right, guys. We will talk to you next time here on Reinvention Radio. Take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com. One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What Is Your What?, Steve Olsher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.